Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Psalm 54 is another biographical psalm. Quote, "To the chief musician, with stringed instruments, a contemplation of David, when the Ziphites went and said to Saul, Is David not hiding with us?" Ziph has been identified as a tell just a few miles southeast of Hebron. The term Ziphite was the word for a smelter, and it may be the Ziphites were in weapons manufacturing. It's always good for the military-industrial complex to have the ears of the politicians who start wars, thus increasing their productivity. Thus, the Ziphites, living in southern Judah, became the eyes and ears for King Saul. Yes, they had Saul's ear, but David had someone else's ear. Quote, "Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and oppressors have sought after my life." Psalm 54, verses 1 to 3. If you want eyes and ears on a situation, forget the Ziphites. By the time they came and told Saul that the object of his jealous wrath was, quote, in the hill of Hachilah, 1 Samuel 23, verse 19, the intel was already out of date. David and his men had moved to, quote, the wilderness of Maon, verse 24. It's the Lord's eyes and ears we need on the project. As the Apostle Peter reminds us, quote, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers," 1 Peter 3, verse 12. The psalm is divided in two by the Selah. The first part, verses 1 to 3, is an appeal in prayer, as David seeks help from God to defeat those against him. The second part, verses 4 to 7, is an anticipation of praise, for he believes the Lord will come to his aid, and sooner or later, this will be the response of all who trust him. Quote, "I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good, for he has delivered me out of all trouble." Verses 6 and 7.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.